Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm so glad to be here and have you all with us this morning. We've had some wicked weather here, and it's cleared out just before our phone call. Isn't that great? We did have tornadoes spotted, and thank God we were hearing from all of our people who are they work at Prayer Mountain, they're part of the ministry teams. And they were in all the wide area rebuking the storms. And they didn't come down and they didn't do us damage. So we want to stand with you in the areas where those storms are headed and in areas where storms have been. We want to stand with you now. Father, we're just so thankful in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you bestowed upon him the name above all names. And he gave us the right to use that name. And so we use that name right now, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory. We use that name right now in the name above all names and by the power of the Holy Spirit and access to the blood of Jesus Christ. We do take that name and we do say to you, O wicked weather, demons that might be behind wicked weather, we call you to cease and desist in your maneuvers. In the name above every name, we say that you enter into paralyzation. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is, heaven backs you up. Whatever you loose on earth, heaven backs us up. And so in the name above all name, we bind you as you attempt to move weather situations across this United States of America. And we do say to you, tornadoes, you cannot come down in the name above every name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to lift up also right now our leaders. If you have been confused or concerned about some of the things that you've seen happening, there's lots going on that the Lord has given a Max and me some access to, and we cannot share it, but we can say keep praying, and we can say things are not like they appear. Things are not like they appear. And so, in the name above every name, we do thank you, Father, for the authorities that you see and recognize. And we do thank you, Father, for all that you've told us, assuring us in our hearts that you are God, the judge of all. That you judge judges, that you judge the righteous and the wicked. And so we trust your judgments this day, and we trust every word that you've spoken to us, and we trust the word that says, trust in me. And we trust in you, Holy Father. Now, I want to have a call for prayer for Brother Max. Brother Max is, we can't tell you all about it. We'll tell you after it's over. But for the next several days, you're just going to thank God for answering our prayer, and you're going to pray for Brother Max as you see fit. He's not sick, nothing like that. It's just, you might say, an adventure that he's going to be on. And so we lift him up now. Father, in the name above all names, we want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that has washed all of us from our sins. We want to thank you, Father, that according to your great plan of redemption, you have taken us out from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your dear Son, fitting us for the light. I want to thank you for Brother Max's very being, for his being born and for his being changed. I want to thank you that you answered Quinn's prayers. I want to thank you for Quinn praying them. And I want to thank you, Lord, that you called him by name, out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of your dearly beloved Son, the kingdom of the light. I want to thank you for associating all of us with Brother Max. And I want to thank you, Lord, for how you're using him now. You know what is happening. You know his future. And we lift him up to you. Your hand upon him, your angels bearing him up in their hands lest he dash his foot against a stone, your blood covering him. Oh, how wondrous it is. How wondrous it is that he is the temple of the living God, and that the New Testament says wherever he walks, God walks. God lives in him. Oh, how precious and wondrous that is. We thank you that all the efficacy of Psalm 91 is present and working in his life. Now, Lord, as you lead each of us to pray for him as he goes about the Father's business, if we need to pray, show us to pray. But we're going to be faithful to lift his name to you every day. We're going to lift the name of Brother Max and his family to you, O Holy One, until he can share with us all that you've had him about. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' holy name. And Lord, as we're praying today, should it please you, please have some of our prayers be in the spirit for Brother Max and his family. In Jesus' name, for the leaders, in Jesus' name, we thank you. You know, folks, I've gone over what the Lord has been saying to us. He wants us to hear him. The last time we got together, Wednesday last week, in the morning, he spoke to us over and over about his voice. 20 times. The word voice was used in his statement or in the scriptures that followed. His voice is speaking. His voice is how things will be. And he wants us to hear his voice. Now, I want to bring something out to you. You know, he called my name. He called Max's name. Well, that gets you to your attention, you know. And so that was in the morning time, and he called, excuse me here, I'm looking for it. He said, we've been talking to Israel, talking a lot to Israel, talking to us about his voice. And he said, Billy shall know that I am your God. Then he gave us a scripture from Exodus, which says, Moses said, you shall know that I am Jehovah your Elohim. God said that, excuse me, through Moses. Of course, Moses wrote Exodus. He said that to the children of Israel. You shall know that I am Jehovah your Elohim. And so in the part that the Lord said using my name, I always underline the words that were exactly like his statement that are in the scripture. So he said, Billy shall know that I am your God. Muhammad is writing down what I speak through you and the importance of what I speak. And he gave us that scripture in Exodus. Then he gave us Acts 2, 6 through 8. And when this sound was heard, what sound was that? This is the day of Pentecost. And they heard it. The people came out of that upper room and down to the temple area, probably on the southern steps. And then all these other nations were there. People from Jews from other nations were there for the Moed. These special dates on God's calendar, like today, folks. Today, April 5th, begins Passover. So that is one of the Moeds. But this Moed was Shavuot, or weeks, or we call it Pentecost. And when this sound was heard, the multitude came together and were confounded because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, are not all those who are speaking Galileans? How is it we hear, we each hear in our own native language to which we were born? So the Lord has just said that Muhammad is writing down what he speaks. Why? Because Acts 2, 6 through 8, he's hearing it in his own native language. Then the next statement, you are going to a higher level with me. Obey my voice, and I will be with you. And that's one of the times, 20 times he mentioned voice. Now, higher level. This week I was studying for my next class in 3BI. And it's prophetic. Our classes are prophetic. That's mainly, we study the scriptures in the light of Bible prophecy. And this class is called, it's the third session of it, Watching the Fig Tree for Signs of the Times. There are times. There are times and seasons in the Bible. Now, Peter preaching in the temple to Jews preached this in Acts 3:21, starts in 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. And it says when the times of refreshing shall come, but the other translations get it right, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And that he may send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So this tells us that heaven must receive or retain Jesus. In other words, he's not coming back. And here's how the New American says, until the period of restoration of all things. It's the times of restoration of all things. So God, things needed to be restored. I'm going to talk about this more at noon out at Prayer Mountain. But there is a restoration of all things. There's a restoration of all things coming to Israel. And that restoration has begun. And they're back in their land. But there also had to come a restoration of all things to the church, because during the Dark Ages, we lost about everything. Even the knowledge that to be born again, of being born again. God restored that. He restored divine healing. In Acts, he has restored speaking with tongues. Now the Lord made me to know that what is happening here on our Wednesday Moeds is a part of the restitution, the restoring. He is restoring what happened in Acts chapter 2. They heard them. They heard them in their own language. And that this Moed call is a part of the restoration of all things before Jesus comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Max, did you want to say anything?
Yeah. This morning. First of all, thank you for praying for me. It's going to be an adventure, like Miss Billy said. We are totally fine and protected by the blood of the Lamb. God is
oh, yes.
God is with us. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a great adventure. Just keep me and my family in your prayer. Protection, put it that way. In my adventure. Okay, what came to my mind this morning, Miss Billy, is Romans 12:2. You know, with everything is going on. And I really broke Romans 12:2 to four categories. And I'll make it really quick here. When the Lord said to us in Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world. He has actually given us instructions not to be conformed.
Conformed.
And then he said, I'm sorry, conformed, yeah. And then he said, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. So this is the second thing. See, the Word of God always is breaking down to us to understand it and live by it and really walk in it. So, but be transformed by renewing your mind. We are to renew our mind. And he spoke to us a lot about our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is.
Right.
God's will is for us is great. Then he said, his good blessing and perfect will. That's what he wants for us.
Mm-hmm.
Folks,
mm-hmm.
we have to continue following the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And if we follow it, understand it, keep it in our mind, live by it, not to listen to what's going on in this world, but to the word of God, and he's speaking to us. It's refreshing mm-hmm. every Moed, every Wednesday, to hear
mm-hmm.
the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshing to all of us. He is speaking to us. That's all
when
I
you,
have.
When you transform your mind, there's only one way to do it. That means you have to change your thinking. Well, how do we change it? What we're supposed to change it to? The way God thinks. How do we know the way God thinks? His word. His written word, the Bible, and these words that he gives us, which are full of the Bible. We're to think like that and talk like that and act like that. Not like the world thinks, half scared. No. Think whatever he's going to tell us this morning. Think like that, whatever he tells us. Whatever he's written in his word. Now, you're not going to be able to transform your mind and think like God thinks unless you read the word of God, unless you study the word of God, unless you meditate the word of God. And these words that he's giving us are his word from his written word. So whatever we hear today, we're going to think like that. That's how we're going to think. Right, Max?
Right. Absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
And you got to make sure you talk like that.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have what you say. I tell you, I'm excited this Moed Wednesday to go before the Lord. Oh, Father, praise your name. We go before you. Hastomanakia vrande le boshka danye ne kohula kave. Gabila tora manakaya nange le helataya na kahala kaktoke. Sobrati makoshke. Sobrati vandye ishko dom brati ne ne nombre. O la manaya na kohula kapati le katanya. Kabila toshka. Para Daniero nanyene hitala akalaki. Kashkataya nakahalakaya. Oh, barakishko tombre katapake. Grande le hichando de cohushate. Ole bratafra nananangine colopombrati de katoshka. Oh la makita. Kandiang le kotoro kotoshka tambrika la kahalaka vrange de korokotori shakita. Jeturia maya na kohulaka pitu. Kabila doria nana naia na kohola kamrande me joa bashuta la kafe. Oh, Chantelia. Mashitanya na kohola kafra kala kanyelto. Ele dudu juchuasha na nombre kifra. Pashonye kahata la kobrete vitanyo. Pashonye kele kifra. Oh, leridotora makaya na kahala kafito. Gambi tora. Ba nati. Igele danya na kohora kaya. Kashutaro. Makotetetie. Gele brondensha na nombre. Gele kokabra katakataya. I dobra avarakaya na halakido no 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 niaki. Kashuto, kashuto feo. Mando, 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 mando. Kipura. Kipura vridio, alidanierto, kambiletitia, ashtidikunka. La dodogohla kafe, danchotika, malsu tepra. Pitur makahla kaspektio no korobotor kataya na kohla kamra kapala tenyo no korokoto pre kataya. Kishontora mea kakala tito. Gavida. Gavihetia, no? Paritushka. Gomba da balidanya na kohla kavrengi ni kotashke. Gujuate vreye nananonye ne kohla kabaria malate ne ne kalakaya ne kora kanje ne balotalia nananye nananye kaila de nananaya nananaya na kalle danye no kalisto maskyote oh mahafen Ne kora kondo bring dal shkato ne kora koka pre kashintato kabilatete aritaya oh paratinya malitato loko bemelitanya istiano na kope kada bashka kibili tua. Vadoria makare tita. Where did he end up? Magidanya, Magidanya, go! What a total rabbi. Hafene, Hafene Nika. Hafene Nika Lido, Kalagabaya. Kele doshkan yana kohara katahala ka blak jana kon ton 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 ton. Gal ba lido rondele vishko gal yan toro ba elida. Gabila tiene abila donye makila danye e janyo ba. Gebele dinye ne kohola kai. Gabadalele le taya na kahala ka gangara gandiana na nanye ne kola kovre di lipoche ne nanye ne kola kota. Che te kohoshe? Kebedataya Nakaholakaya. Makitanya Makitanya Bea Mo Makitakotasha Kita. Om Pashito Pa Poletene Nikalakaha Bretin Kontash Kitele Olokase. Ashana no kohala kafe kade kata hashuke. Mati onoka. Oliba. Ali valadone, ali gala kabrete. Davide korma la tishko tonishu kotombe. Ogale hale kaya. Makala kabrete. Swiswa, Swiswa niya. O kwaste diyata. O kaparatishko. Kashkata niyata rakandan jana kandan chita katashkata rishwari kata ho shanti. Ile brato maya. Kevalati hile kamwa. Kavitene nikalakaya naka. Kavida dhidhidhva shanti rikodoha shaktito. Wa ledanya. Kavido letye masu. Masu teve nakai. Masu donya nabi. Lalati magola danya. Oh, papalita kangale deshke. Maruka, maruka, maruka. Abila diana nekole kavrage nechete. Ashkatara. Kavile teche. Kanshara nonaka. Kandiana to palaka kaya nakahalaka. Kobarati nakala? Kobarakaya nakita? Uswa? Uswa barate? Uswa baratika nakaya mangore bache na kola kobrange isatora, isatora, isatora. Gemi chana nangre le katahasha, le katahasha. Agalatita. Ah, nyana nombre kala kadave manakatita. Togo ojete ke kasha taka. Tevali tashka tamisha. Gugu abayene na nombre ki fradi e mokoro balatinyo no kora kayata le govra denye ni kado da pensanye ne kora. Pashke terra. Pashkitero niya, pashkitero naki. Laila dubra, bavi, noga, konya, kali, katita. Kita la karatanya, didi karakatashkiton che, didi kanga. Kulitaliane vitaya nakala kavre dele kare ole. Oh, shatita. Shatita kahala kare. Egele bata. Angale kota pete dite daha shati. Aju. Maturebe, matura vakaya, matura katanje. Ishanu no nombre. Ashtiando to kohula, makala kakaya. Lidaliande de kohulae, mashito, mashito.
Pashkadera. Kavidaleta nanu nombre. Pashteando lo cojo la cape. Ele turfaya Nicola. Bhava Dishwa Malutwa. Bredevranyana Kobre Kala Kakayana Kohala Kapitala. Ajita, Ajita Kadyana Kohala Kapitala Gotambre Kada Kadashva Tanakonta Ebre. Eke Elika, Ehe Nakayana Kohala Kaya. E brate nanje neko hla kapito, deko prakito, deko daške. Gali danje neko hla kaprakti, deko došamge. O, pasite, 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 pasite. Kabilatoria, makaria, batoške. Atora manna kaya ne kohola kobrakya ne kondi engeli kotoshka. Yemeli dvashan tora maka hala kase tele gondoshka po teka teka tanche. Ipolo doria maka hala kare teka dashan tele kotoshka tele kotoshka. Mamma Makita, no, Ramakita, the Kangi, the Kotashka. Oh, Shatana Kai, Kope. Shatana Nikola Kai, Nikola Kabre. Panto de Kipa. Mashtiando Mangola Kaya, Pakita Gandashke. Ibra Toramaya Makai. Gabalatino, Gabalatino, Gabalatino. Makola di Hishanga, the Gotoho Shanga, the Gondoni, the Gohola Kaprak, the Gondonish. E kala kahala kapra kata kadashka. Gedi gali to tebe kata kadashen gedi koto ho shakti. Avila dva makoda kapito ma enyene. Kavila tenye. Koshwa. Mashotembre kalakatashke. E galagombre ketika frakke ne kontoro koto hojante te de kata hashante. Galido meni koho la kapra. Oh, le vete me cara da siende di kotabla kalakayande. Oh, le deliande le gobraia di quello copre gabbro e bava scende le gaia. Che le deia. E gala gaia ne compre. I sciamo il nome. Capri gala gai. Ande le catasca. Alita. Oh, we do just thank you once again, Lord. Just praise you once again. These moeds with you, Father, are beyond our ability to thank you, Lord. Way beyond. This is beyond what we could ask or think, what you said in your word. You have given us something we would never have thought to have asked for. But you gave it to us. And we're so thankful for it. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for speaking to us. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are with me, church. You are with me, church. Exodus 33:14. Exodus 33:14. Psalm 4:8. The book of Psalm, chapter 4:8. He is in my safety. Find your rest in me. He is in my safety. Find your rest in me. Then the Lord give us Matthew 11:28-29. Matthew 11:28-29. Next line. Underline it. Praise to the Father. ED in the end. Praise to the Father.
Praised or pray?
Praised to the Father.
Okay.
Underline it. Next line. You have been waiting in prayer with my prophet. You shall walk, church, Israel. You have been waiting in prayer with my prophet. Oh, I just noticed this. Now, this is underlined here, the rest of it.
Okay.
Which is you shall walk, church, Israel. This is underlined. You shall walk, church, Israel. So the whole line, I'll read it again. You have been waiting in prayer with my prophet. And the same line, continue on, underline it. You shall walk, church, Israel. Then he gave us Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. Next line, just like my servant, Moses, M-O-S-E-S, yeah. Just like my servant Moses, I will give you rest. Israel, America, church, do not give up. Just like my servant Moses, I will give you rest. Israel, America, church, Do not give up. Next line. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Yeah, that's 5-6. First Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Next line. He is not weary, W-E-A-R-Y, and shall have the power in prayer with my servant. Okay, I'll read it again. He shall not worry and shall have the power in prayer with my servant. He shall not worry. Go ahead.
Is that word weary, W-E-A-R-Y?
W-E-A-R-Y, yeah.
Okay. He shall not weary and shall have the power in prayer with my servants.
Correct. Next line. Psalm 68, verse 35. Psalm 68, 35. Galatians, starts with a G, 6, verse 9. Next line. Oh, this one is underlined, the one I'm just about to read here. I shall, but then comes. C-O-M-E-S. I shall come to judge the world. W-O-R-L-D. I shall come to judge the world. Underline it. Psalm 96, 13, 1-3. Psalm 96, 13. Now, there's a loop. Just take a note in case of 16, 13. I believe it's 96, 13.
All right. Thank you. But you cut out a little bit right there.
Oh.
Psalm 96, 13.
Yes. Yes.
But it, we'll check it because it could be something else, correct?
Correct. It could be 16, 13. I am very
okay, you
sure.
You are cutting out. You are cutting out.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Let me. I don't know. I'm out yet.
No, you're still cutting out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's better.
Okay. So Psalm 96, 13.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. He shall be use it to measure them all I am. Okay. It just didn't go like the perfect English here, but I'll read it again. He shall be use it, I-T, to
now,
measure.
Now, just a minute.
Okay.
He shall be used. That's one word, U-S-E.
Yes. Then et, I-T.
Then there's another word, I-T.
Yes.
He shall be used it to measure them. All
to measure
I
them.
Am.
All I am. Oh.
Okay.
There's the one below it is continue to the same line. So keep
okay.
going with it. They will mm-hmm. be. They will be judged. They will be judged. He shall be used it to measure them all. I am. They will be judged. Next line. Matthew 7 verses 1 through 5. The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Next line. I am the judge of the law. It shall be me, not you. Oh. D as in Dave. C as in cat, DC. Okay, wow. I am the judge of the law. It shall be me, not you, DC.
It's Washington, DC.
It's Washington, DC.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Next line, James 4, verses 11 and 12. The reason I'm pausing here, I want to make sure it's 12, not 17. James 4. Verses 11 and 12. Next line. Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Romans 2, verses 1 through 3. Next line, no warning, and you will be delivered. No warning, and you will be delivered. No warning, and you will be delivered. Next line, this one is underlined. I am your God and Lord. I am your God and Lord. Next line. Did I say this one underlined? I am your God and Lord.
I am your God and Lord underlined. Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Next line, Ezekiel 3, chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. Ezekiel 3:18 and 19. Next line. And you, church, Peter, it is my.
You're cutting out again, Max.
Sorry. Okay. I'm gonna move to the
okay.
other side of the room here.
The last thing I heard very clearly was Ezekiel 3:18-19.
Okay. Yeah, Ezekiel 3:18 and 19. Next line. And you, church, be ready. It is my teaching. And you, church, be ready. It is my teaching. Next line. 2 Timothy 4:2. 2 Timothy 4:2. Next line. I am the judge of all. A-L-L. I am the judge of all. I am the judge of all. Next line. Isaiah 33:22. Next line. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just making sure. Next line. Oh, the day. The day is coming, and I will rescue both. The day is coming, and I will rescue both. The day is coming, and I will rescue both. Next line, 2 Peter 2:9. 2 Peter 2:9. Next line. I opened the book in this prayer. I opened the book in this prayer. Continue on. I opened the book in this prayer. Every man. It wasn't clear, that's why I'm looking at it here. Yeah, every man. Okay, I'll read it again. I opened the book in this prayer, every man. M-A-N. Next line. The book of life to all. The book of life to all. Next line. Revelation 20:13. Revelation 20:13. Then he said to us, next line is 2 words. Just understand. And it's the gift of the Spirit. And it's the gift of the Spirit. And it's the gift of the Spirit. Isaiah, next line, Isaiah 11:1-3. Isaiah 11:1-3. next line. Oh, this one is underlined. Knowledge, counsel, wisdom, understanding. Yeah. Knowledge, counsel, wisdom, understanding. And that was underlined. And this one underlined too. It's coming up here. Fear of the Lord, delight in the Lord. Fear of the Lord, delight in the Lord. Underline it. Fear of the Lord, delight in the Lord. Underline it. First Peter 4:10. First Peter chapter 4 verse 10. You are the members of one body. All of you. And then it goes on. I'll read it again. Just I'm going to finish it here. Okay. You are the members of one body. All of you. My prophet is teaching I am. And I am is underlined. I'll read it again. You are the members of one body. All of you. My prophet is teaching I am, and I am is underlined. Romans 12, verses 4 through 8. Romans 12, verses 4 through 8. Next line. This one is long too. It is all about my manifestation of, excuse me, of my good spirit. And Jesus is your source. Okay. It is all about my manifestation. And with an N, of my good spirit, and Jesus is your source.
Is it
next
source,
line?
S-O-U-R-C-E?
S-O-U-R-C-E, yes.
Okay.
Next line, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11. 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verses 4 through 11.
Okay.
Next line, and this one is underlined. The glory belongs to me, I am. He's been saying I am a lot this morning.
That's
the glory belongs to me. Yeah. The glory belongs to me, I am. This whole line underlined. The fruit of my spirit. I am not slow. Can't you see my promise? Okay, I'll read it again. The fruit of my spirit, I am not slow. Can't you see my promise? The fruit of my spirit, I am not slow. Can't you see my promise? Then he gave us Acts 2, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Galatians, start with a G, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. 5, 22, 23, verses 22 and verse 23. And next line, 2 Peter 3, 9. 2 Peter 3, 9. Trust in me.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
We're
Lord.
We're really thankful. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Got my computer all ready. Exodus 33:14. Okay. You are with me, church. Exodus 33:14. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
Oh,
God said that to Moses. When Moses said, the people had failed at Kadesh Barnea. And God said he's not going to go with them. He's going to send an angel. And Moses said, if you don't go with us, we're not going. And God said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Psalm 4:8. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, Jehovah, make me dwell in safety.
Mm-hmm.
Next statement, he is in my safety. Find your rest in me. I think he's speaking to someone here.
Yeah.
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly or humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Hallelujah. Praise to the Father, underlined.
Mm-hmm.
You have been waiting in prayer with my prophet. You shall walk, church, Israel. Isaiah 40:31. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. He shall walk, the church shall walk, Israel shall walk. Just like my servant Moses, I will give you rest. Israel, America, church, do not give up. 1 Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people, Israel. According to all that he promised, not one word has failed of all his good promise, which he spoke by Moses, his servant. Oh, that's a wonderful verse. I got to remember that one.
Thank you, Lord.
It's kind of like what Joshua said, too. He is not weary and shall have the power in prayer with my servants. Psalm 68:35. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to get my, so that I can see these Hebrew words. And that word God is Elohim. Awesome is Elohim from his sanctuary, the El, E-L, of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be Elohim. And then Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. King James says, if we faint not. The English Standard says, if we do not give up.
Ms. Billy, did I give you Psalm 68:35?
Yes. Did I not read it?
Psalm 68:35.
Yes,
I think. Oh, you did? Okay.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Don't you remember I told you the first God is Elohim, the second one is El, and the third one is Elohim. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm looking down. I thought maybe. Yes.
We should, now, get your envelope out, Max.
Okay.
Okay, and I gave you Galatians 6:9. And now we come to, I shall come, with an S, to judge the world, underlined. Psalm 96:13. Before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and his peoples in faithfulness. Now, I notice that it is the ESV and the Amplified who use before the Lord, for he comes. Other translations saying coming. This says comes, so we'll use ESV there. Before the Lord, before he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and his people in his faithfulness. He shall be use it to measure them, all I am. They will be judged. Matthew 7:1-5. Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. That's almost the same phrase he gave us. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. I am the judge of the law. It shall be me, not you, D.C. James 4:11-12. Do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you who judge your neighbor?
Huh.
This is going to take some meditation, folks.
Yeah.
Romans 2, 1 through 3. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Look at the next word. No warning, and you will be delivered. And then the next line, I am your God and Lord, underlined.
Yeah.
And then Ezekiel 3, 18 and 19. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered yourself.
Oh, boy.
And you, church, be ready. It is my teaching. 2 Timothy 4:2. Folks, I'm telling you, there's just so much here. Whoa.
There is.
But
there is.
It's just too much to go into now. You need to meditate it. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching.
Hmm.
Next statement, I am the judge of all.
Yes.
Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is our judge, and that is Jehovah. Jehovah is our lawgiver. Jehovah is our king. He will save us.
Hallelujah.
The day is coming, and I will rescue both. 2 Peter 2:9.
Correct.
Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment. Whoa, that's the ESV, and it's really good.
Wow, wow. Yeah.
The Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment. Guys, I can see so much in this. Considering what's going on, considering what's going on in Israel, considering what's going on in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I opened the book in this prayer. Every man, the book of life to all. Revelation 20:13. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged. Each one of them, according to what they had done. Now that is the ESV. Hallelujah. I'm going to read the Amplified, the King James, because it says King every James. Man. Mm-hmm, King James. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works.
Oh.
So since it uses every man, I'm using the King James there. Just understand, and it's the gift of the Spirit. Isaiah 11, 1 through 3. There shall come a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And wow. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. This, of course, is speaking of the coming Messiah. He is coming forth from the stock of Jesse, who is David's father. So he's a son of David. But that's speaking of him and the Holy Spirit upon him, the coming Messiah. Hallelujah. And, of course, these words were just used in that scripture. Knowledge,
yeah.
Counsel, wisdom, understanding, underlined. Fear of the Lord, delight in the Lord, underlined. That's all in those scripture we just read. 1 Peter 4:10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. That's the ESV. The NASB and the King James says, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, amplified the many-sided grace of God. You are the members of one body, all of you. My prophet is teaching, and then I am underlined. Romans 12, 4 through 8. Just as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ. And individually, members one of another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who acts, who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. These are different gifts. We're one body, and these are the different gifts. Notice in there, there is a ministry gift. These are ministry gifts. There is a ministry gift of contributing. The one who contributes in generosity. That's the ESV. Here it is in the New American. The one who gives with liberality. There are people who are just gifted to give, and God blesses them to give. They're stewards. And you are some of the best. I'm telling you, God has used you really. For building Max's church, for helping us with our ministry, for Migdal our bill, plus all the other things you do.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. But then he mentions Thank the you. Ministry of teaching, and he says that that I'm a teacher, and I am.
You did.
Hallelujah. So you give yourself to your teaching. This means you prepare for it. You give yourself to it. You just don't haphazardly just forget about your ministry or even try to give yourself to it so that it will be better, exercise better. Hallelujah. It is all about my manifestation of my good spirit. This is your source. All of these gifts, their purpose is to manifest him. Manifest him in your teaching. Manifest him in your preaching. Manifest him in your service, your ministry. King James says ministry. Wait on your ministry. If you're in the ministry, you aim to get better. You wait upon it. But the whole point of it all, you're preaching, teaching, giving, ministering, doing acts of mercy. The whole point of all of it is manifestation.
Here, yeah.
Manifestation. He's to be manifested when you teach. He's to be manifested when you minister. He's to be manifested. And there's a ministry of exhortation. I'm not going to go into all of these here, but whatever it is, the purpose is that he be manifested. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. Oh, I didn't go slowly enough again. I tried to get fast.
I remember Tony was teaching on this on Sunday, last Sunday, when he was with us. Romans 12. Mm-hmm. He was teaching on, on that.
Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Yeah.
And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. I'm going to read King James because it's the best on this. For one is given to the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another the word of knowledge. These are the nine gifts of the Spirit. Now the key to the whole thing is, verse 7, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. When these gifts are operating, the purpose is the manifestation of the Spirit, and it's given to profit with all. Donald G. said, he was great on the minister, on the spiritual gifts. He said, our services should be marked by the manifestation of the Spirit. And here are the nine gifts. For to one is given the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, special faith, really, this is the gift of faith. This is not the ordinary faith you operate by, but this is suddenly you have a gift of faith to do a miracle. To another, faith by the same Spirit. We all have the faith that God gives us to get saved and that we feed and it grows, but this is a different kind of a faith. These are spiritual gifts. This is something to be done, like a miracle. To walk on water or whatever, and suddenly a faith is what goes down in your heart, or to raise the dead, and suddenly this gift of faith, you really don't have much to do with it. It's given by the Spirit. Sister Goodwin used to describe it like a dime going down into a phone, a public phone booth. It just drops in you, and you have the faith to do this miracle or whatever. To another, we call it special faith. To another, special faith. By the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Now, these are ministry gifts. This is not your normal faith. This is not your normal praying in tongues. This is when God wants to speak a word to the congregation. These are ministry gifts operating in the church. So this is to another kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. This is God speaking to us. In our normal prayer, in our normal tongues, we're speaking to God. But this is when he's speaking to us. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. These gifts are given as he wills. Bless the Lord. The glory belongs to me. I am, underlined. The fruit of my Spirit, I am not slow. Can't you see my promise? Hallelujah, I can. I see it everywhere. Acts 2, 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. He spoke of the promise of the Spirit. This is the promise of the Spirit. He's been talking to us about the manifestation of the Spirit, the Spirit that was upon Jesus. He's talking about the Holy Spirit in these last several verses. And he said,
yeah.
Can't you see it? Yes, I can. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit, now we just read the gifts of the Spirit, which are for ministry. This is the fruit of the Spirit. And it's really not the fruit. It's the fruit of your born-again spirit. It's put there by the Holy Spirit. But it is the fruit of your spirit. You are a spirit. You have a whole soul. You live in a body. But the fruit of the Spirit, this is what comes from your spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. So there should be manifestations of the Holy Spirit that come from our spirits, that are ministry gifts. It's the Spirit. It's important that God, that Jesus, that the Spirit be manifest. 2 Peter 3, 9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that you should all reach repentance. Trust in me. Now, folks, I'm going to close with this because I need to get out to Prayer Mountain early and do a television program for Hannah. So I'm going to say shalom, and I'll see you out at Prayer Mountain at 12. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.